Morning, Andrew.
Hey, morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I'm a wee bit croaky. This isn't my morning sexy voice. This has been my voice for a few days, but I've saved it for you.
Oh, good. I appreciate it.
You're gonna get the best of me for a few minutes, and hopefully I don't fade into silence.
Oh, I'm sure you can make it. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you. Because I want to bring you something fun and interesting today.
Yeah. What are we taking a look at?
Okay, so look, I have read Shamefully Little YA this year. And looking back over our book clubs since we've started this together, I realized I haven't brought you in anything specifically for our young adult reader listeners. And it's particularly troubling for me because there's always so much great YA going around and so much great Australian YA. So to make up for it, today I have brought in Kate Hendricks' The Finder. This is the second novel from the Sydney-based teacher. An author. She's an author, of course. And look, I really enjoyed discovering this contemporary Sydney story. So, The Finder. We begin meeting Lindsay, and it's no small feat, as Lindsay does not want to meet anyone. Her look, her whole demeanour, they all say, go away. And if you actually manage to speak to her, she'll tell you as much in words. Lindsay's house, her world, it's full of brothers and sisters, of overbearing and distant parents. About the only thing that she could make space for is her twin sister, Frankie.
Oh, wow.
But Frankie went missing when the girls were 7.
Ooh.
So since then, Lindsay has been looking everywhere. From age 7, Lindsay has developed this knack for watching. She's always on the lookout for her sister. And so she's also developed a knack for finding things that other people have lost. And when Lindsay finds a missing tween and returns her to her family, the story makes the papers, and that's how Elias finds Lindsay. Elias is friendly and extroverted, everything that Lindsay hates, everything that she's not. He's also adopted, and he needs Lindsay's skills to find his birth mother. So the action of The Finder, or for me at least, it's centered around Lindsay's struggle to find a way to simply just be herself in the world. At 15, she's kind of done with the scrutiny of wearing the face of a missing girl. At home, she's the oldest of a brood, and she has more than a little suspicion that her parents kept having kids to distract from the loss of Frankie. So this gives we've got this protagonist that you suspect would absolutely hate having a story written about them. From Lindsay's perspective, everything is wrong, and, well, I mean, anything that doesn't seem wrong, that's cause for suspicion. And in evoking this wary watchfulness in Lindsay, Kate Hendrick, our author, she's created something of kind of a perfect hard-boiled detective teen. I don't know, are you a fan of hard-boiled type of detective fiction?
I never read a lot of it, but what I have read, I was really into, yeah.
It's really interesting, particularly in more contemporary novels. So your standard hard-boiled detective is kind of from the 30s. Think black and white, grainy,
yes.
Grainy pictures, trench coats and hats. So it's always interesting to see them evoked for a different era, be it sort of futuristic or, as we have right now, contemporary and teenage.
I don't know if you'd call it hard boiled, but I was always into Nancy Drew, so I'm gonna call that.
it might be a hard sell for Nancy. Although, did you ever? We've gone way off track here. did you ever read Nancy Drew and both the Hardy Boys? Interesting stories about them. We could talk about them at length. They went through many iterations, and the later iterations where they'd grown up and gone to college.
And, oh my God, okay.
Yeah, and things did get a bit dark. I'm just trying to remember. In the Hardy Boys, I think they killed Joe's girlfriend.
What?
And I think for Nancy Drew, she also suffered a kind of loss that made her a little bit more hard-boiled.
Okay, I'm calling it. Done. Wonderful. Okay, yep. I'm so into hard-boiled.
Future book club, we can talk about the amazing history of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
Oh my God.
But back to The Finder. So what we are actually talking about is Kate Hendricks' The Finder. And so we have Lindsay, and she's sort of this detective-type teenager who really doesn't want to be. She just wants to be left alone. And Lindsay's unsubtle disdain is more than matched, however, by Elias's positive outlook. So the two are thrown together, and the story sets us on this journey to find Elias's mother, but also to this maybe kind of ultimate confrontation between their ways of looking at the world. So The Finder is a story about family, and it's a story about belonging. Lindsay's large family are unable to make her feel at home because they're always avoiding, whether it's avoiding each other in a house that sort of feels too small for eight, or avoiding the topic of Lindsay's lost sister. In Elias as well, though, he's always been encouraged to deal with things head on and given the space to succeed or fail. So Lindsay's way has given her a certain perspective, and Elias needs this. So they need each other. I think what I enjoyed most about The Finder are these finely wrought characters, particularly Lindsay and Elias. There is a great number of people that we've not discussed in this book, but particularly Lindsay and Elias. Hendrick avoids letting their juxtaposed opposites slip into cliche. As you could see, it would happen. You've got the broody teenager and you've got the, hi, how are you, teenager? she also avoids giving them predictable character arcs.
Okay.
You know, usually the broody one learns to love life and the loving one learns that there's a little bit of darkness in the world. And, you know, she avoids these sort of predictable character arcs that, while satisfying, might have just made this another kind of teen dramedy type story. Best of all, for me at least, The Finder is the type of YA that makes me ask myself whether genres like YA are really all that useful. In examining the psychology of Lindsay and Elias, we have the opportunity to look at two people in turmoil with their world. Their age is important, sure, but there's more to the book than that. So that's The Finder.
Oh, it sounds... I'm so on board. I haven't read any YA in ages, and I am very tempted to go find this one, to be honest.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a great thing about doing Final Draft and coming in and chatting to you is I get sent these books that I might not... I love bookstores, but I don't have to go into them because the books get sent to me, but you don't always walk into sections that you might not otherwise search. And YA, for some people, might be that. They go, well, I'm not a YA anymore. I'm an adult, so I'm going to go to the adult section. Or discovering something non-genre specific if you're a genre fan. Genre fans are brilliant. There is so much great material out there because genre fans love their genre. But I'm a big fan of getting outside my comfort zone and checking something new out.
It's very, very cool. Do we have a quick glimpse of what we're looking at next week?
Do you know what? I'm actually going to say, I'm going to make sure I've got a voice for you next week, and then I might surprise you with something.
Ooh.
Or maybe we'll just talk about Nancy Drew again.
I mean, I can do that all day, so probably.
The fascinating history of Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys is maybe what we'll talk then.
I'm holding you to this. One day I'm going to do this. Awesome. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Tess.